Good evening, everybody. Thank you for attending tonight. I would like to open this meeting at 5:30. I would like to start to begin to acknowledge the Wilman people as the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on today and pay respects to elders past and present, as well as continuation of cultural, spiritual and educational practices of Aboriginal people. Councillors, ensure clarity by turning on your microphones when you're called upon to speak. Attendance. We've got everyone in attendance tonight. We've got no apologies. Item 2.3, leave of absent. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, Councillor van Heerden. That council is requested to consider a leave of absent request from Councillor Andrew Riley for the period 26 July 26 to 2 September 26 and 18 September 26 to 27 September 26. Anyone wants to speak for or against this motion? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Passed 7-0. Disclosure of interests. I've got an interest declared for item 9.1.1, grant funding for the Progress Group, a financial interest. Public question time. Public question time is limited to 15 minutes of duration, except by consent of the presiding member. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes duration to speak, except by consent of the presiding member. If you want to speak, come forward, clearly state your name and your address. Anyone would like to come forward?
My point is, ratepayers can't say no, the council can't say no. Where does that leave us? We don't have a voice, we don't have a leg to stand on against big business. And basically, I know there is a lot of water to go under the bridge with this wind farm and applications and everything else. But if it's approved by the state or federal government, we don't have a say in it. It's not fair. If you want to put a mobile phone tower on your front yard, I'm sure you'd be able to object to that. And I think the council should be able to a lobby group to approach the state government and complain about this process close to the subdivision I live in.
Thank you, Bob. Will we take just on a notice? I've got a bit of research which we've got on your question that we received before. Thank you for giving it in before. So significant renewable energy projects valued at $20 million or more are likely to be mandated as being assessed by the Western Australian Planning Commission under the state's significant development pathway by mid-2026. The Shire is still able to make submissions and advocacy strongly for the local impacts. Currently, the developer is able to opt in to either state or local assessment. So until we get that, we will not, you know who's going to have the final say, but we will still have time to have input.
Okay. I admit this email from Lachlan Hunter, who I don't know, but he sent me a birthday card for my 70th birthday. I rang him, and he got back to me, and he, I'll submit this, and you can read that, his email. He has requested Quenda, the wind farm people, for a meeting and all the information that they are putting to the state government as a local member for the Central Wheatbelt. So hopefully he can have a voice for us, and maybe the council can liaise with him at some stage.
Well, absolutely, yes.
The second part of my question was, if they do put in a DA development application, they have put in, well, they're proposing 250 metre high, put in conditions to make it unviable or not to their advantage, so they pack up and go somewhere else. But are you allowed to object to a DA and impose certain conditions on them?
Okay, well, I'll read you this. Where the Shire is the decision maker, Council can set conditions that is properly based on planning and technical evidence. If the Shire is not the decision maker, the Shire can seek that the Shire state imposes conditions relevant to planning matters, such as those you have raised.
Can't knock it on the head.
We hurry up and wait now. It's the, all depending who they're going to go to. Absolutely. Thank you for coming in.
Atharis, my 219 Mitchell present. Got two questions, and this is all referred basically, it depends on whether or not the, obviously, the petition through what you're talking about. So the first question is, will the petition be referred to a specific subcommittee, such as planning or environment, before returning to full council? And can the lead petitioner meet with those assigned to provide further evidence or clarification? The first question. The second question is, will there be a public consultation period as part of the Council's action plan? And if so, when will it be scheduled to begin?
I'll take your first question on notice and we'll get back to you on email. The second question is, yes, there will be a public time. We don't know when it is because this people is not close to put their application in and wherever they go, but doesn't matter what, there will be a public application. Thank you. You can give it to her. Anybody else that would like to come forward? Item 5, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. Item 5.1, petition, No Wind Farm Boddington. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, the seconder, Councillor Riley. That Council accepts the petition submitted by Aaron Smythe opposing the installation of the proposed wind farm by Quenda Power and the wind with purpose. Would anyone like to speak for or against this motion? Can we put the motion to a vote? All for? Moved 7-0. Confirmation of minutes, item 6. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor McPherson and Councillor Kessler, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 25 February 26 be confirmed as a true recording of proceeding, that the minutes of the special council meeting held on 11 March 26 be confirmed as a true record of proceedings. Anyone like to speak to this item? Put it to a vote. All for? Read 7-0. Item 8. Exception of minutes and recommendations of committees. Item 8.1, Local Emergency Management Committee, 16 February 2026. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrot, seconder. Councillor Kessler. That the minutes of the Local Emergency Committee meeting held on Monday, 16 February 26 be received. One want to speak to this item? Put it to a vote. All for? Moved 7-0. Item 9, reports of officers. Item 9.1, development of community services. I would like to leave the room and Councillor Carrots will take over.
Thank you. Councillor Smallburger has declared an interest in item 9.1.1 and has now left the room. Someone move the officer's recommendation. McPherson and Kessler, that the Council approve the community grant program application submitted by the Boddington Progress Group for $3,000 in the annual funding for the Boddington Medieval Fair and Feast for a period of 3 years commencing April 2026. Anyone like to speak for or against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Would you like to just get Eugene back? Councillor Smallburger has returned to the room.
Item 9.1.2, Scheme Amendment Number 1 to the Shire of Boddington Local Planning Scheme. Can I get a reader for that item? Well, a mover. Councillor McPherson, seconder. Councillor Kessler. That Council agrees to support Amendment Number 1 without modification to the Shire of Boddington Local Planning Scheme Number 3, Persuasion of the Regulation 50 and Regulation 50 of the Planning and Development Regulations 2015, set out as Attachment 9.1.2A, endorses the local government recommendations in the schedule of submissions as shown at Attachment 9.1.2C, forward a copy of all submissions as shown in Attachment 9.12B, and the schedule submissions as shown in Attachment 9.12C to the Western Australian Planning Commission for assessment and final approval by the Minister for Planning. Authorises the Shire President and the Chief Executive Officer to execute the Scheme Amendment Number 1 documents. Is that all? Anyone wants to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 7-0. Item 9.1.3, Southwest Native Title Settlement, Noongar Land Estate Consultation. Can I get a mover for this item? Councillor Pratt, seconder Councillor Prandtl. That Council endorsed the Shire of Boddington's comments for the Southwest Native Title Noongar Land Estate Consultation as contained in Attachment 9.13A. Would somebody like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2, Chief Executive Officer. Item 1, Street Parade Rodeo Weekend, 26. We've got an alternative motion for this item, Councillor McPherson.
My alternative motion that the Council provides a contribution of $3,000 towards traffic management costs for the Saturday Street Parade as part of the Rodeo Weekend 2026. On the basis that the overall coordination and delivery of the event remains the responsibility of an external community organisation and not the Shire.
Would somebody like to second Councillor McPherson, Councillor Van Heerden? Would anyone else like to speak to this item? Can we read the item? Provides a contribution of $3,000 towards the traffic management cost for the Saturday Street Parade as part of the Rodeo Weekend 2026 on the basis that the overall coordination and delivery of the street event remains the responsibility of an external community organisation and not the Shire. Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.2, Electoral Reform Discussions Paper. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder Councillor McPherson. Council advises the West Australian Local Government Association that it supports retention of the current model of council members serving four-year terms with half a council positions spilled every 2 years, and that the voting in the local government elections remain voluntary. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.3, Appointment of Independent Member to Chief Executive Officer Selection Panel. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder Councillor Riley. That Council appoint the applicant detailed in Attachment 9.2.3A as the Independent Member of the Chief Executive Officer Selection Panel in accordance with the adoption Chief Executive Officer Recruitment Selection Panel Terms of Reference. Anyone would like to speak to this item? Can we put a vote on it? All four. Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.4, Yarning Circle Project Report. We've got an alternative motion.
Mr. President, I would like to move the alternative motion. Received the report in response to the February 26th Council decision regarding the Yarning Circle project. Two, authorise the project to continue through completion of the detailed design phase and consideration of the design by the Aboriginal Reference Group. Three, require that the completed detailed design to be presented to Council for consideration and endorsement prior to the commencements of the construction component of the project. Four, request that an elected member briefing be held with the contractor and the Aboriginal Reference Group to address questions relevant to the Council's consideration of the project prior to the commencement of construction. And five, request the CEO to investigate alternative RV parking options for the duration of the project construction period.
Thank you. Can I get a seconder for this motion? Councillor Van Heerden. Anyone else would like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.5, Native Tree Subsidiary Programme, free adoption. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder Councillor Carrots, that Council adopt a new fee to support the native plant subsidiary program of $25 per tray for 64 plants. Anyone else would like to speak to this item? Can we put a vote? All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.5, Town Centre Revitalisation Project. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrots, seconder Councillor Riley. That Council maintains the current budget allocation for the delivery of the 32 Bannister Road and Central Park, noting that the items identified as optional in the attached procurement report are to only be progressed where sufficient budget capacity remains available during the course of the procurement and delivery, after allowance for continuity. Endorses NXP Civils Pty as the primary contractor for the project and approves expenditure to NXP in accordance with the attached procurement report. Notes that the growing region's funding component of $500,000 for the broader town centre revitalisation project must be expended by December 26, and that this timing requirement necessitates progression of the project with the current procurement window. Anyone else would like to speak to this item? We put it to a vote. All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.1, payment listing. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Riley, seconder Councillor Prandtl, that Council receive the list of payments for the month ending 28 February 26 as presented. Anyone would like to speak to the item? To a vote, all for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.2, financial report. Can I get a mover and seconder to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, Councillor Van Heerden. That Council receive the financial statements as presented for the period ending 28 February 2026. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Put it to a vote, all for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.3, 25-26 budget review. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, second. Councillor Riley. Council adopted 25-26 budget review carried out as at 28 February 26. Adopt the budget amendments contained in Note 4 of Attachment 9.3.3A. Anyone want to speak to this item? To a vote, all for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.4, Presiding Member and Independent Deputy of the Presiding Member Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Can I get a mover for this item? Councillor McPherson, second Councillor Van Heerden. That Council adopts the updated Audit Risk and Improvement Committee Terms of Reference as per Attachment 9.3.4A. Appoints Joe Burgers as the Independent Presiding Member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, requests the Chief Executive Officer to commence a recruitment process to appoint a suitably qualified independent deputy of the presiding member under Section 5.11A of the Local Government Act 1995. Anyone want to speak this item? Put it to a vote. All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.4, infrastructure services. Item 9.41, budget amendment, proposed purchase of a self-bund fuel tank. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, a seconder. Councillor Van Heerden. That council approves an amendment to the 25-26 annual budget for the amount of $45,000 for the purchase and installation of a self-bund fuel tank to be funded from the plant reserve fund. Anyone would like to speak to this item?
I would, Mr. President. I wish to speak against the motion. I feel this should be going through our budget process and consult with our current suppliers. If there's a problem with supply or the price, a lot of that is out of control of our suppliers at the moment, and to do with our, I guess, shortage of diesel full stop across the state. I don't think we'll save much in time, so therefore I think we should put it through the budget process. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carrots. Anyone else would like to speak for or against this motion? We put it to a vote. All for? Lost 7-0. I would hereby like to close this meeting at 5:55.